Hello, St. Andrews.
Hey, everybody.
It's Pastor Matt and
Pastor Ethan.
And after a week off, we're back with How the Sausage is Made.
Back at it.
This one, we got to cover a lot of ground. We got to cover all of Holy, well, not all of Holy Week, because Palm Sunday is part of Holy Week.
Right, right.
So we don't have to necessarily recap that because we weren't preaching, although just the power of the Word.
You know something really cool?
Yeah.
So the confirmation kids, they fill out these things called worship notes.
Yes.
And a big chunk of the worship notes is sermon notes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And one of the kids, they fill out a worship note on Palm Sunday, maybe just to try to, I don't know, get one by, I don't know. But but they fully reflected on the account that we read.
Yes.
And at the bottom of the page, there's a section that says, what's something you'll remember or something? And she wrote, there wasn't a sermon, but there was definitely a message proclaimed through the reading.
See that?
Or something like that. And I was
awesome, like,
amen to that, because there absolutely was.
And it's pretty cool because I think St. Andrews, I think, has a long tradition of just reading the Passion on Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got here, felt kind of weird about that. Like, you know, we're not preaching, what's going on? But truthfully, it's so powerful just to hear the words read. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful that it's almost like the people giving each other a sermon because people are standing up in the congregation and reading, and it's not just us talking.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love that. And I've come to really appreciate that. And it was interesting. I read just last week, the new Pope, you know, obviously we're not Catholic, but we have a kinship to some of the Catholic traditions. And, he was encouraging congregations to read the Passion on Palm Sunday. If they'd gotten away from that, he was encouraging churches to re-engage with that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I hadn't heard that. That's
cool. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But here we are, and speaking of palm trees, like you said, you're back in the studio. Burbank, California, brother. It's so nice out here.
Yeah,
so.
the you can hear the seagulls and the gush of the ocean. And
absolutely.
I don't know if you can hear it over the mic, people listening, but man,
and we had to stop
incredible, chewing
our saltwater taffy to do
this.
Chomping. It's terrible. But we have a big week coming up. We have Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and then Holy Saturday, and of course Easter Sunday. And you, my friend, your first year here, and you haven't really been through Monday, Thursday, Good Friday with us, but you're preaching on both of those. So tell me a little bit about your sermon prep, a little bit about what's going on as you're contemplating those two big days.
Yeah. Obviously, being my first time experiencing Holy Week, there's a lot of cool things I'm getting to see and kind of live in for the first time. And Palm Sunday being really the beginning of one giant church service.
Yes.
Is really cool to me.
Yes.
Hopefully people recognize that we didn't have a benediction at the end of the service because all of Holy Week kind of acts as one continuous act of worship.
Correct, yeah.
Which is really cool. And I don't know if that will be reflected directly necessarily in any of my sermons at least, but getting ready for Thursday, it's been really like a really cool experience because there's a lot of things that you can always talk about, a lot of things in any sermon, obviously.
Yeah.
But for some reason, these 2 days, Thursday and Friday, have seemed really just an opportunity to be really simple and not try to not overthink things too much. And especially for Thursday, on Monday, Thursday, where you kind of have two big things to choose from. You can focus in on Jesus washing the disciples' feet and commanding them to love each other and love the world as he has loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can really focus in on the institution of the Lord's Supper. And that's the kind of trail we're going to go down, is Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper. And
awesome.
We're going to do two things. We'll look at the Exodus reading of right before God frees his people from slavery, you know, the very first Passover and the institution of this Passover meal and kind of what that meant, and maybe more importantly, what that meant for God's people the rest of their history after the Passover, that this, sure, this meal was a constant reminder of their identity as the people that God loves, the people that God saved, the mm-hmm. reminder of the God mm-hmm. Who saves them from death, literally. And so we'll look a little bit at the Passover meal, and then we'll take a look at the fulfillment of the Passover meal in Jesus as he institutes a new covenant, and he shows us that he is literally the God who saves from death, who sets free from sin. And now, as we partake in that meal, we look back at all these things that have happened. We look back at the event of Jesus' passion, right? Mm-hmm. And something that happened 2,000 years ago is right now forming us and shaping us and changing us and strengthening us and, you know, actually defining who we are.
Yeah.
We are the people who God loves. We are the people who have received, you know, gifts beyond our understanding from this God who saves. So that's kind of like the two parts of the sermon is looking back so that we can, you know, live now and look ahead, I guess.
That.
Those are the two things going on.
And it's cool to me because I love that each of the services, like I said, it's one service, and that's a very ancient thing too, called the Triduum. But they all bleed into each other, and so like Palm Sunday, we don't end with the benediction. So, okay, now I understand that service continues, and then mm-hmm. we talk about Palm Sunday, but at the end of Palm Sunday service, we strip the altar. And so that's, we're preparing for Good Friday.
Or Maundy Thursday service.
Maundy Thursday, and then for Good Friday. And then mm-hmm. On Good Friday, we leave the lights off in the church.
Yeah.
So Holy Saturday, we start with the lights off in the church.
Yeah.
It's just such a cool like thing. And then, of course, we're talking, it's like to prepare for Jesus' resurrection, we talk about all the means of grace. We talk about Holy Communion, mm-hmm. talk about the word on Good Friday, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us day, it is finished. And then we talk about baptism on Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
And kind of lead. And it's just kind of cool. So all these things are laid out. So the means by which we get to celebrate Easter, you know, the means of grace. So
that's beautiful.
It's such a cool thing.
I've already heard from several people that Holy Week, you know, like one of these services, either Good Friday or Maundy Thursday, is kind of like their favorite time here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, I'm really pumped for that.
I am too. And you're preaching. Do you have an aspect of the Good Friday service? We basically have the whole story of the Passion on Good Friday. So, is mm-hmm. there one section or one aspect you're kind of pulling out? Are you looking at it from a 30,000 foot view? Like, what's your
definitely your plan? Like kind of broad strokes, okay. especially since at least in the bulletin, it's labeled as a homily.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a condensed, more devotional style, not a full sermon necessarily.
Right.
And it happens right at the beginning of the worship service. We'll do confession, absolution, and mm-hmm. then we'll just have this time of devotion where I really want to use that as an opportunity to basically just prepare us to read what we're going to read.
Yes. Exactly.
And you can do that in several ways, but I really want to play with the fact that it's a Good Friday.
Yeah.
Although we're about to read a bunch of really horrible things.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so just reflecting on, we have a God who takes the bad things, the horrible things, the things that the devil meant for evil, and he uses them for our good. This is kind of, you know, the whole driving force of what I want to reflect on, so that'll just prepare us to really take the hard things seriously, to really kind of fully, as much as we can, grasp just how bad that day was for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, just how hard it was, just how terrible it is.
Yeah,
and yet it's all done for our good.
Yeah.
You know? So
I love that.
And trying to keep it fairly simple, but
it is interesting because, and again, that's part of the weirdness of the Tenebrae service on Good Friday, is that just what you said, usually we hear the word to prepare us for the sermon, and on Good Friday we hear the sermon to prepare us for the word.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a different way to preach. And I remember we had a number of years ago, Vicar Dan was here, and he was going to preach on Good Friday. He had a really tough time with that order of things, you know.
I said,
just trust him; it'll make sense. And he afterwards said, "Okay, it did make sense." But I said, you have to kind of go in appreciating this is what you're about to hear. Not you've heard this; I'm going to tell you about it, but this is what you're about to hear.
Yeah,
and it was such a
definitely changes the approach a little bit.
And, right.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool thing.
So, right? and something about, like we've been describing how all the services fit together, you know, the sermon, homily, whatever you want to call it, preparing us to hear the story, and then Friday preparing us, like, you know, the horrible darkness and death of Friday preparing us for Easter Saturday and resurrection on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
So, getting us to that point, kind of talk to us a little bit about where your mind's at for. Let's first start with Easter Saturday. What can we expect that service to be like? Maybe for somebody who hasn't been there, and also what will we be reflecting on?
Yeah. Easter Saturday is called Holy Saturday. It's Jesus rest in the tomb, and so Jesus is caught between. It's a time period between life and death. Huh. It's a time period between light and darkness. And so the service has light and darkness. We start with candles in a dark church, then we turn on the lights and extinguish the candles. We talk about death and life, then we, of course, talk about remembering our baptism, because remember, Paul says, you're baptized into his death, you'll also be baptized into his resurrection.
Yeah.
So the baptism represents both of those things, and it's that... It's that middle time, and actually it's kind of like, it's a little bit of a microcosm of just life. Hmm. We're born, and we're baptized into Christ, but we kind of live in this time between death, or life and death in this world, and then death and resurrection. So there's lots of things that we talk about. It's a very simple service. It's a very short service. It'll probably be 40 minutes maybe. Mm-hmm. And the sermon, I always have things I want to talk about. I'm talking about the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip, and how he chases him down. God uses him to bring this person who should be an outsider into the kingdom, and how we're all outsiders who've been made insiders into the kingdom. And I will either get into depth on that if there's a ton of kids, because we were having the Easter egg hunt right before. if there's a ton of kids. The message kind of turns more into a children's sermon, and all the kids come up front. It's a lot of fun. It's fun, but sometimes we have a whole lot of kids, and they've also all had a whole lot of candy, so that can be a bit of a challenge, a fun challenge. But the service we have Holy Communion. It's beautiful. I enjoy it, and the church by then will have a lot of flowers in it, and mm-hmm. so it's the dark church, tons of flowers. And so it's like you walk in, you get hit by the smell of it, which is so beautiful, but you're still in this darkness. And it's like, it's almost like there's so many messages that come through the senses on
that's
Holy
cool.
Saturday. So, yeah. And then Easter Sunday, we have two gospel readings. We're going to talk about the resurrection of the widow's son at Nain, and then talk about, of course, Christ's resurrection. And the point is just going to be, you know, God makes it so many ways, makes it so that we can try to understand a little bit through stories that are more earthy, more attainable for us to understand.
Yeah.
And when we look at those, it helps us understand the cosmic significance of, like, the death of Christ for the world and the resurrection of Christ and our resurrection. We get to understand the joy of that in a little bit by seeing, you know, this one child resurrected and how much joy that would have brought. And then how do we magnify that to when you're resurrected and there's no threat of death ever again, you know, type of thing.
And yeah, I mean, that's really, really brilliant, because we talk about, you know, like, we talk about how we're going to be raised from the dead. We talk about how we will have eternal life.
Yes.
In Jesus. And there's so much of that, like, I don't know if it's either because it's just become part of, like, the way we talk, and because it's such this, like, a massive thing that we can't wrap our, you know, minds around,
right.
Like, to be able to ground it in and here's an actual human experience.
Yeah.
Here's at least a glimpse of just how beautiful it will be. I think that's really powerful. Yeah.
And we'll reference a couple of the places in Scripture where mm-hmm. there's an earthly picture of something that just gives us a little bit of a look through the keyhole and the door at the cosmic significance of what will happen. So that's going to be the theme. Just try to make Easter help our hearts to grasp it a little bit, a little bit in a new way. So that's going to be the point of that. But yeah, but I'm super excited for Holy Week. I'm excited to hear you preach on Thursday and Friday. I'm excited for of course Easter Sunday is just service after service after mm-hmm. service. It's a lot of fun.
And speaking of that, I'll quickly remind everybody of the schedule really fast.
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, service at 7 p.m.
Correct.
Good Friday, family service at 3 p.m., and then service of darkness at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Easter, the egg hunt is at 4:15, and then the Easter vigil service to follow at 5 p.m., and then Easter Sunday, 8 a.m., not 8:30.
Right.
9:30 a.m.
Yep.
And 11 a.m.
Correct.
So that's the lineup.
It's a lineup, and it's awesome. And so we're looking forward to all of it, and looking forward to seeing all of you there. And let's I can say a prayer over our Holy Week experience here.
Please do.
Yeah, Lord God, thank you for allowing us to join with the saints, saying Hosanna to the Son of David this last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Be with us as we enter into this time of reflection and a preparation for Easter, as we think about the good news of the gift of Holy Communion, as we see the stripping of the altar and reminded of you being allowing yourself to be stripped of all earthly things, all earthly things that might make you like a king, so you can reveal yourself as a true king to us by your death and resurrection. We thank you for celebrating your death and resurrection and baptism on Holy Saturday. And as we come off a Good Friday, where we understand that you died for us, and Lord, we ask that you be with us on Easter. Help it to be a great time of joy. Thank you for all of our musicians and all the altar guild and everybody who works so hard, all our ushers and everybody who works so hard to make Holy Week a beautiful time of worship and a focused time of worship. And may we enjoy it, be challenged by it, be comforted by it. All these things we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Yeah, and speaking of musicians, I was teasing that they were not actually going to let you go home. You have to stay here the whole time.
Yep.
After Monday, Thursday. Yeah, they get their mail sent here and they're going to camp out in the church because they're here so much, and we really appreciate that. So, all right. Amen. Well, thanks, St. Andrews. Blessed Holy Week, and we'll be seeing you soon.
See you guys.
Bye.